From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. ExxonMobil investors will vote tomorrow on whether to formally demand that the oil company produce a meaningful climate risk plan. Exxon leadership does support the U.S. staying in the Paris Agreement to cut carbon emissions, but critics say the company underplays the effect of CO2 emissions. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The state of New York's pension fund has around $1 billion invested in ExxonMobil. Patrick Doherty is director of corporate governance for the controller's office, which manages the fund. He says Exxon hasn't been clear about the risks the Paris Agreement poses to its business. Nearly 200 countries have signed on, and their carbon pollution goals could restrict Exxon's emissions or where it can drill for oil.
These restrictions may be quite serious and significant and require companies to significantly change their current mode of operations.
Critics charge Exxon has invested too heavily in oil and not enough in renewable energy. Shanna Cleveland is with the climate change nonprofit Ceres. She says shareholders recently pushed for and got two other energy companies to promise climate change reports.
We're seeing a big shift in the way that major money managers are thinking about the issue.
Exxon wants shareholders to reject the proposal, saying it's adequately assessed climate change risk. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.